So nowadays people work, people have to work 12 hours or something like that, and it's practically impossible for them to chant 16 rounds. So is it okay for them to chant 4 rounds and follow 4 Hindu principles?
I have observed that actually many student devotees who are in the cities, because if they are not able to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock, then we see them chanting in buses, cars, in the class itself. So in the heart, when we tell young people, why don't you chant 8 rounds? There is a fear.
Okay, so initiated devotees have difficulty, in, they struggle to complete their rounds. So, what to do about what to tell new people? How to tell? See, there are different levels of connectedness with Krishna. And becoming initiated and following the four eight principles, that is one level of connectedness. It is not that people who cannot come to this level of connectedness are not devotees. See, there are bhaktas and there are sadhakas. And I'm using the word bhakta, I'm using it in a very generic sense, not in the Shuddha bhaktas. So, anyone who has some devotional disposition towards Krishna, they like to hear Krishna katha, they like to practice any limb of bhakti, they have some deities at home or they do some puja at home. They like to sing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, to sing Krishna bhajans. They all can be generically classified as bhaktas. We also use the word bhakta to refer to devotees before they get initiated. So, there are bhaktas and there are sadhakas. Sadhakas are those who are following sadhana bhakti strictly. A strictly accountable means what the standards that that are there within the Krishna consciousness movement. So now, even going back to Godhead is a gradual process. It's not necessary that all those who chant 16 rounds and follow regular principles will surely go back to Godhead. Prabhupada said that. Prabhupada said that, but we shouldn't think of it. As a, it's not like Christians, you know, accept Jesus as a savior and you're going to go back to God. So then we accept Prabhupada as a savior and we go back to God. The point is that if you follow the four eight principles, chant 16 rounds, then that whole, that sustained practice of bhakti will spiritualize our consciousness. And the spiritual consciousness which we have at the time of death, that is what will take us back to Krishna. So this is a process which will develop the spiritual consciousness. And it is. It is like, you know, there is a, say there is a fast train and there are slow trains. So, you know, it's not that if somebody can't get in a fast train, we say, you have to stay here only. You know, you let them come in a slow train. And even if they take many lifetimes, at least if they are practicing Dharma, they are being elevated. They are being elevated. So, broadly speaking, in our outreach, we should focus on encouraging people to practice bhakti. And at what level they practice, we can encourage them to come to higher levels, but we shouldn't make their connection with Krishna dependent on their coming up to a particular standard. Recognize that they're connected with Krishna. So last time also I explained this. We can conceive the Krishna consciousness movement as a set of concentric circles of expanding radii. So it's not that, you know, somebody who's four everybody chanting 16 rounds, they're insiders and everybody else is outsider. Not like that. There can be different levels of connectedness. And people who are connected at different levels and are practicing at different levels, they are all moving towards Krishna. And that's how the Vedic culture was. We see that, okay, there are Krishna devotees, there are demigod worshippers, there are impersonalists, you know, and they're all included broadly in the Vedic culture, in the Vedic fold. So there is a high standard, but even if, and we see this, Krishna also does this in 12.8 to 12.12. He gives a hierarchy of people able to practice at different levels. So people shouldn't be made to feel unwelcome, unwanted, or guilty just because they can't come to particular standards. You know, sometimes there may be people who may just chant a few rounds, but you know, they may have a great service attitude, they may have great attraction towards Krishna. And they can do a lot for Krishna. But if we alienate them by insisting that they have to do this, 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 then they may not do that service. So we see Prabhupada, one of the things that George Harrison liked about Prabhupada was that Prabhupada never told him to move in. Prabhupada never told him that you have to do this, this, this. Encourage him to practice bhakti. Now he was a Shrestha, but the point is that Prabhupada gives an example of that. So we can try to help people to adjust their schedule so that they can find time. But if they are, if they say it's all very difficult, it's not possible, then we don't have to insist on insist that their connection with Krishna depends only on coming up to a particular standard. In the long run, we may also, our movement is, it's in discussion. See, if in India it's so difficult for people to chant, in the West it's even more difficult. So most of the times in the West, when Western people become devotees, you know, many of them become connected with Krishna without ever becoming initiated throughout their lives. Because they don't get initiated. And they are well connected with Krishna, they are well connected with devotee, spiritual master also. So maybe in the future in our movement we will have some kind of official second level of connectedness. It's not so much as an initiation. We cannot have initiation at a different level of standard, but there can be some level, other level. Like we have something like, imagine devotees come together, they're chanting a particular mantra in the Prabhupada Ashray, or we say Guru Ashray. So there are stages like that. Something like that may come up in future, where it may not be movement wide everywhere, but it may be there in some places or whatever way it works out. But the point is, we have to encourage people to connect with Krishna. And whatever level of connectedness that is suitable for them, we should encourage them, not discourage them just because they can't come to a higher level of standard. Does that answer your question?